Hi, this is Dan Hummel, Associate Pastor from the First Congregational Church here in Hartford. As I read through the first chapter of Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, Paul wonderfully develops the theme of God's plan that Jesus would live a perfect life and die and rise again. Though this plan is not something that can be accepted by the wisdom this world provides, Paul makes the case that by accepting that plan we have the power of God, we are saved from a just sentence of separation from God forever. Please, take time to find a Bible and read this first chapter of 1 Corinthians. Go to the church's website by searching for First Congregational Church of Hartford, Wisconsin, and find my notes on this chapter. Lent is a time when many think they will appease God by sacrificing favorite foods or pleasurable behavior. Paul clearly states that no man may boast before God. God's plan is God's plan, and Jesus crucified is the center of that plan. That work by God on the cross is infinitely more than any work we can do. We can only obtain wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption by believing in the message of Jesus crucified and risen again. No matter how foolish the simple message of Christ crucified for us seems, and no matter how wise our self-sacrificing seems, God's truth is the truth, and we must humble ourselves before Him and accept the work of Jesus for us. God tells us through the Bible that not only do we act against His perfect will, our thoughts are also all tainted and against His will as well. Some of us have known a murder victim. What can appease the situation of a lost loved one at the hands of an unrepentant murderer? Life in jail? The electric chair? Nothing can. Jesus said when we are unrighteously angry, we are committing murder. A perfect and just God rightly judges our evil thoughts and deeds, but God is willing to put the penalty on Jesus, and Jesus is willing to take it because God loves us that much. Because it is all God's work, Paul makes his final statement in this presentation, so that, just as it is written, let him who boasts boast in the Lord. This Lent, learn what God has done for you through Jesus, and then boast in the Lord Jesus and his work upon the cross. Amen. Please feel free to attend our worship services on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. or our prayer meetings on Wednesday evenings at 6:30.